Good morning, Greater Jackson. And now, here's your host, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
It's our final edition for, what year is this? 2016. Today. Rick Walton has a sore throat, so I'll sit in for Rick today. It's a huge disappointment for this program. We have Gilbert's Chocolates here today. We have the Midtown Association, Edwards Jones Investments, Pointer Office Products, Center for Family Health on the docket today. And we start with Gilbert's Chocolates, Brian and Sally Kirchbaum, who have moved into downtown Jackson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Greg.
So how's the move gone?
It's over.
Yeah. Congratulations.
It was a big project. It was last February, I think, here at Good Morning Greater Jackson, we announced to the community that we were going to be moving downtown. And we're not moving downtown. We are downtown. So we've been open for about 6 weeks in the downtown store. And we've been making candy in downtown Jackson since the middle of September now.
Why the move, Brian?
Several reasons. Our previous facility was too small, and it needed to be upgraded, so we needed more space, so we moved down for that, and we wanted to have a store downtown, so we did both things in one move.
So how has downtown treated you so far?
Oh, well, we've been treated well. Lots of people in the store checking it out for the first time, and now with Christmas coming, we expect to be very busy over the next few weeks.
Talk a little bit about the background of Gilbert's and how you guys got involved.
Well, Gilbert Chocolates is a Jackson icon. It started right here in downtown Jackson, just across the street where the Fifth Third Bank is now, in 1900. So we're getting ready for our 117th year making candy in Jackson. And for the last 50 years, well, we've been at a small factory on the south side of town. And so we're finally back in downtown. At our ribbon cutting on October 14th, Roger Gilbert, the grandson of our founder, was able to attend, so that was really nice. And Helga Austin, who was the first non-Gilbert owner of Gilbert Chocolates, was also there that day, so it was a very special day for them and for Gilbert Chocolates. So it's been exciting to be downtown and to meet so many of the old-time customers who like to come in and reminisce.
What do you see as the pluses moving downtown from the suburbs of Ackerson Lake?
Well, the benefits for us are our manufacturing is much easier. It's very nice. Having the store right up front, we can immediately meet the needs. For Sally and I personally, it's getting to meet more of the customers on a personal basis, so we meet more of them and are able to serve the community better with our chocolate being downtown. But we do lots of things. We have fundraisers, and we're sitting here with Jeff from Northwest today, and Northwest is one of the school districts that use us several times a year on fundraisers. So if anyone else wants to do that, then we'd love to help you out. And, you know, we do lots of corporate gifts and that sort of thing, especially at Christmas time. So all of that is better served out of the new location.
You guys are up in, what, Okemos also?
Yeah, this is our third store. So we have a store in the Meridian Mall in Okemos, and, of course, here at the Jackson Crossing and now downtown.
So what's going on for the holidays? Anything special, Brian? Sally, anything special?
Well, we do have hostess gifts. If you're going out of town, we have really nice history boxes. They make they're a really nice gift to give to someone, say if you're going to Ohio or another state and you want to brag about your city a little bit or your state. We have really nice boxes for that. We also have really nice gifts for Christmas in all price ranges, so you can come in and spend as little as you want, really, or as much as you want. So we have a nice variety to choose from. And the store is decorated for Christmas, and we now have that area used to be blank, and now there's a nice store display. You need to come by and see it and just relish the Christmas spirit. We also are offering downtown beverages as well. So we have what we call sipping chocolate. That is a European tradition. It's a very, it's a warm chocolate. I call it, I say it's like warm velvet in the mouth. And it's quite a treat to try. So we have that downtown as well for another reason to come downtown to our store.
So what are your hours, Sally?
We are open from 10 until 6, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Anything else we need to know?
Well, we do have corporate gifts as well. Mm-hmm. We do quite a bit of corporate gifts with businesses around the Jackson area. But if there's a business who would like to give a special gift to one of their special clients, we can meet their need. We offer baskets. We offer pyramid stacks. We offer all kinds of different variety and different price ranges, once again, for the corporate world as well.
You really ship all over the place, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we ship to Texas quite a bit, actually. Mm-hmm. We ship to Florida quite a bit. It's surprising. We'll ship to the East Coast and the West Coast, so yeah. Yeah, we're all over.
Well, congratulations on your move downtown.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been, for me, it's been a lot of fun. For Brian, my husband, he worked a lot harder at it than I did.
Well, good luck to you and your staff.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Right. Brian and Sally Kirchbaum from Gilbert's Chocolate, now downtown. Wendy Clifton is in the house for the Midtown Association today and Small Business Saturday.
Good morning,
it's
Greg.
It's finally here.
It's here. It has become one of the largest shopping days all across the nation for Shop Small Saturday. When you shop small in any of local businesses, restaurants, for Shop Small Saturday, you are really supporting your community. About 60% of what you spend in a small local business, whether it be Gilbert's Chocolates, by the way, welcome downtown. We love having you downtown. And A Frame Above or Devon House of House of Devon Bridal. All those things, about 60%, $60 of everything you spend in our store goes back to the community. Our kids take dancing lessons. Our kids are at the local high schools and they're buying in the community and they're doing all kinds of things to support our community. So it's very important that you shop small November 26th.
Everybody will be open?
Everybody will be open. And we also have American Express is actually the driving force behind Shop Small Saturday. And they very graciously, it doesn't matter whether a person takes Shop Small or American Express in their store or not, they American Express gives shopping bags and any kind of materials that small businesses need to help promote Shop Small Saturday. So at A Frame Above, we're going to give away Hinkley Donuts, which is a local business. We're going to give away DDA gift certificates, which supports all the local businesses downtown. You can spend those DDA gift certificates in 50 places downtown Jackson. We're going to have Kevin Nichols playing. He's a local musician. So, and we also have another surprise, but we're not saying it till you come in the store. So not going to tell. We also give away night lights at the fairgrounds. We also gave away tickets there. A lot of people don't realize that does not belong by Jackson County Fairgrounds. It is a local person, Jeff Spink, who puts that on. So everything we're doing at our store is local to support our community, as well as Waltz and Miller Shoes and Beads to Live By and the Pickle Barrel and Grand River Market. Everybody that's downtown, Gilbert's Chocolates, they're a part of this Shop Small Saturday. So it's important that you support your local businesses.
How about that crowd downtown Friday night?
Oh, my goodness. It was the best we have ever seen. The weather was phenomenal. We paid for it the next day, but it doesn't matter. It was a phenomenal time. You said there was 8,000, and I said 8,001, and there maybe were more. I don't know, but it was the most fun to see these people support our community and our city. Downtown Jackson's looking beautiful with the lights and everything. I know the construction was a hassle, but it's been well worth it since it's done.
The downtown looks great at night if you haven't been down.
You should come down. I'm hoping a lot of the windows are decorated downtown Jackson for the Christmas season. But we have the lights in the windows and lights in the streets, and it's absolutely beautiful downtown. It's not quite reminiscent, but almost reminiscent of when we were kids and came downtown Jackson. It's a reason to come down and look.
Now, I get confused. Midtown Association, downtown Development Authority. Can you break that down for us?
I'm going to try. The Downtown Development Authority, the DDA, is a kind of governmental run. It's not from the city. A lot of people think the DDA is the city. It is not the city. But the Midtown Association is members of downtown that support that. And we give back to the community by giving to Eve on the Ave, by giving to the anything that goes on downtown Jackson, like the movies that go on downtown Jackson. So we support and do that. The DDA, if you have an application that you need to for a special event downtown, then you're going to go through them. But we go through, we support everything downtown Jackson. So we also help with the snow plowing downtown Jackson, which is extremely important. So that helps the business owners with that first snowfall of about an inch to have your streets clean. So that's part of the Midtown Association as well.
So you're happy with all the construction? Or are you just happy it's over?
You rephrased it in a perfect way. We are thrilled to pieces that it's over. It was not fun going through it, but it was something, I guess, that was a necessary thing to happen so that we do have the downtown looking as beautiful as it looks. It's a reason to come downtown. You can still, when I was a kid, you could come downtown and spend the entire day downtown. You can still do that. You can come downtown. You can have breakfast at either Anna's Porch or go to Candy's Busy Bee, locally owned. You can go shop a little bit. You can go have lunch at one of the absolutely phenomenal restaurants downtown. We have two antique places downtown Jackson, at the Antique Mall and also at the Antique Mercantile, which is over by the train station. You can get spoiled and be sweet over at Gilbert's Chocolates. There's the crepe place. I mean, there's just, and then you can go shopping again, and then you can stay downtown and have dinner downtown. So there's no reason why you can't be downtown Jackson.
You've been downtown for a while. We're, I guess, in the middle of quite a transformation.
We are in the middle of a transformation. We have been in business for 14 years. A Frame Above and 180 Chic Boutique has been in business, as I said, for 14 years. We started out across from the mall. We ended up over at on Cortland, across from Jackson Coffee Company. And we've been in our current location, which is across from City Hall, for 5 years now. It used to be a bead store, but now we've been there for 5 years. It's one of the best things we ever did was to make the decision to come downtown Jackson in the Blake Building. And again, the Blake Building. Donna Blake Simmons is a local business owner. She owns the Blake Building.
Since Steve Shotwell's not here.
Oh, good. I can say what I want today.
I'll give you his time. Talk about your additions at A Frame Above, Wendy.
In August, we made the decision to add the 180 Chic Boutique to the name of A Frame Above, and the reason we did that is because we have brought a lot of clothes and accessories, fashion accessories, into our store because we saw a need for that in downtown Jackson that there wasn't any. So we have extensively gone into clothes and handbags and jewelry and fashions for downtown Jackson, and we can also spoil you at A Frame Above in spots 2, 3, 4 in the Blake Building parking lot. So that's pretty nice to be able to offer to that to our clients too. But we have one-of-a-kind, unique fashions that you're just not going to see anywhere else in Jackson. You don't need to go to Ann Arbor. You can stay right here in town and do all your shopping for just about anybody on your Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, family list, whatever birthdays or whatever you have going on.
And you're still doing framing.
We still do custom framing. And again, there's a couple of custom framers in town that are local. And while I always want you to shop A Frame Above, I would want you to use the local frame shops before you would use the box stores. We're there. We're the ones that are going to take your framing in. We do our continuing education and do what needs to be done to make sure that we tell your stories, which custom framing tells stories, and every framing tells a story. So we protect those stories to last a lifetime. And any of us who do custom framing, and you're going to come in and want to get a beautiful Christmas gift for somebody on your list, those smiles go on long after Christmas is over. So local framers really do it best.
So this Saturday, big day for for downtown.
It's a huge day for downtown Jackson. Shop small Saturday. We're going to spoil you with the things that we've been given from American Express to give away. And as I say, you don't have to be an American Express supporter in order to have the benefits of that. I know a lot of the stores downtown are offering specials and different things for, and the restaurants for, the shoppers for Shop Small Saturday. We want to give back to our community as they give to us, and I think that's a cool way to do it.
You'll still be open Friday.
We will be open Friday. We'd love for you to come and see us on Black Friday, but we realize that there's other places to go. And again, there are people doing Black Friday deals. I know the Toy House is doing 20% off, so it's a reason to go and shop them and be part of that on Black Friday.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you. And, you know, we appreciate Bellinoti Restaurante, which is a local business, and Jackson Radio Works, which is a local business, for being a part of our community.
Thank you. Wendy Clifton, Frame Above, 180 Chic Boutique. And joining us now from Edward Jones Investments, we have Kelly Langley and Chris Langley and Claudia Driscoll. Claudia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this
We're
morning?
Talking, I guess, the year-end financials.
We are. The three of us have some different things about year-end financials. And I'm Claudia Driscoll. Thank you. And my office is out at 1220 West Parnell in the Gallery Place Plaza. So as you gather in a few days with family for Thanksgiving dinner and leftovers, and of course to watch the Lions have another win, it would be great time to bring up a few subjects that aren't discussed as often as they should be with your family. So one would be your life insurance needs.
I'll guarantee we won't discuss that at Thanksgiving.
Well, maybe it would be a good time to let your family know that it's...
But I do like your predicting football games.
Thank you. Me too. I've been a Lions fan all my life.
Beautiful.
You should let your family know what your life insurance needs are and how it's important to you that your family is not left unprotected should something happen to you, that financially they're not left unprotected. Another subject that you can talk about with them is, can your adult children afford to fully fund their IRAs this year? If not, maybe cash to do so would be a great gifting idea. You're probably going to give them a gift for the holidays anyway, so why not some cash to fund their IRA?
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Third, discuss where your financial documents are located, who you bank with. Do you have a prepaid burial that's already paid for? What are your burial wishes? And finally, be sure that your family, especially your beneficiaries, know who your financial advisor is and how to contact them.
So it's also important to know that if you have several retirement accounts when you're 70 and a half, maybe you left one at a former employer, maybe you have one with a broker, and maybe you have one online, you have to take the proper amount out of each account. And the IRS knows exactly how much you have in each of your retirement accounts.
How do they do that?
They know that because whoever is holding your money has to report a December 31st value to the IRS every year. Same thing as when they distribute funds to you. Regardless of what age you are, they have to report that as well. So the IRS knows how much is going in, your December 31st value, and if you took any money out that year. And they know from which funds. So they know if you got the right amount out, because they're making sure that they get all of their taxes and then all of their penalties if it's not done properly. But required minimum distributions are not all bad, because once you take the money out, you can spend it on your living expenses or whatever you might want. You can gift it to a loved one's account, like a child or a college savings account or a Roth IRAs. You could also reinvest it in a non-retirement account, maybe buy a tax-free bond or a dividend-paying stock. And you can also gift it to your favorite charity. So those are also things you can do. So they're not all bad. The most important thing is knowing that there's benefits and limitations with each one. Everyone's circumstance is different. Chris, Claudia, myself from Edward Jones, we can help you determine what's right for you. But the most important thing is making sure you get that distribution out by December 31st so you're not taxed. And this is applicable if you're over 70 and a half.
Why does it have to come out?
It has to come out for one reason only, and it is so that the IRS can tax you on your distributions. You think all of these years you've been saving...
It's a nasty business.
Tax deferred, you know, so you're getting a tax deduction every time you take it out of your paycheck and put it in, and they get to the point where you could pass away, your beneficiaries inherit your IRA, and now they're not going to get their taxes for an extended amount of time. So the IRS just wants to get a tax bill on a portion of the money. They determine the portion that comes out. It's roughly about 4% the first year of your account value. So let's say you have $250,000 in your retirement account. You're going to have to take around $10,000 out that first year.
Kelly, why should somebody call Edward Jones?
Well, I think we're local. We have local offices here. We're all employees of Edward Jones with local branches in Jackson. I think we have 7 branches in Jackson. So we're here in the community. We're seeing you at Meyer and at church, and we're helping you with your plan. We're there for your family. We're there for you when the election maybe doesn't go the way you want. You want to know what the market's going to do to react. You just call a 782 number, or you know, you call a local number, and you get us right there in the branch to be with you your whole life, partner with you for your whole life with your money.
Do you do politics?
No.
No?
There's an extra charge for that.
Oh, there's a new administration coming in January. How do you see that affecting the investment business?
Well, that's what all the analysts are trying to determine right now, and the part that's interesting for them, or that no one can answer, is just how much of Trump's agenda will be implemented, to what extent. There's a lot of things that are said on the campaign trail that maybe don't fully get implemented during their presidency. So right now it's a guessing game for what agendas are going to be tackled first, and then to what and how far, what extent, and then maybe what's left out entirely.
Do you agree with that, Chris? Yeah. Oh, he does.
Yes, and the thing that Kel left out is you can also spend your RMD this Saturday on Small Business Saturday.
Oh, there you go. Good job. Hey, where are you guys located?
So I'm located on Spring Arbor Road, 2002 Spring Arbor Road.
Parnell, 1220 West Parnell.
And I'm out on Ferguson Road in the Poly Shopping Plaza.
Okay. And you're on the Internet?
Yes. EdwardJones.com, and then you can type in your zip code, and it'll pull up a list of closest advisors to your area or even your address.
Are you seeing more young people turn to a money manager, advisor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And two, they love the technology. They like to have a person that they can call, but they also want a firm that has a lot of technology so that they can do it on their phone or the computer. Edward Jones offers that for both types of personalities, and we are seeing a lot more. And they want a plan. They don't just want to buy a stock and make money. They want a plan.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank
Chris,
you, Greg.
Claudia. Take a break for the news. We'll be back with part two here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Part two. Good Morning Greater Jackson from Bella Note. And our guest is the one and only Jason Hutchinson.
How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing good. From
Pointer Office Products.
Yes. Glad you knew that.
I got to remember it. Somebody has to know it.
But something these people don't know, the fastest growing office products store in the country.
Yep, actually the fastest growing independent dealer. We're not actually a storefront.
Okay.
We concentrate mainly on business-to-business sales. We do work with some small businesses or people that work from home. It's kind of just a personal choice for me, but all of our stuff is a free delivery service, no minimum orders, and we put all of our customers up on net 30 billing terms without any credit checks or applications. So we really lower the risk on any business in Jackson or even Michigan giving us a try.
So, Jason, you've been in office products a long time. You were in Atlanta.
Yes, I was in Atlanta.
How in the world do you end up in Vandercook from Atlanta?
You know, I went to college in Florida and then moved to Atlanta.
Got to be a story there.
I made my way back home, and it was actually a couple of years ago after my dad had passed. I had been back and forth quite a bit, and my business partner down in Atlanta, Jim Anderson, presented me with an opportunity to be able to start my own branch, a Pointer, and bring it right here to Jackson and completely have full control of it. And I thought coming back home, being around family and friends, and the way that Jackson's been expanding, I thought it was a good opportunity, a very untapped market when it comes to office supplies. The good thing about it is every place, whether it's a small business or even a restaurant, can use some of our supplies in one fashion or another.
So when you talk business to business, usually it's a big bulk type order, but you go big and small?
Big and small, yeah. We actually work with everybody from a mom and pop shop up to Fortune 500 companies. One of the great ways that we maintain that is we have no minimum order. So it does not really matter if you're the type of company that spends $500 a month on office supplies, or you realize today that you're out of binder clips and they're 69 cents, you still give me a call, send us an email, or go online, and you'll have that out free of charge.
Wow, that's pretty costly for you, isn't it?
Paperclip. That's the good thing about living in Atlanta. I made some big, good business connections. My business partner had actually been in the office supply business for 35 years, and we order from the biggest warehouse in the world, actually, Ascendant Warehouse, which is who Staples, Office Depot, and Office Max order from. So the one of the great things with his buying power is I've been able to save every company money from whoever they're using right now.
So you're a warehouse out in Vandy? I mean, there's no walk-in or...
Nope, there's no walk-in. We have an office right now. Everything for the present time is getting shipped from our closest warehouse, which is in Grand Rapids. Our other ADOT areas are in Cincinnati and Cleveland. That's where the main warehouses are. And everything every single day ships directly from there straight to your door at your office.
Okay. So the good news for the Downtown Development Authority or the Midtown, you're looking at some locations right here in downtown Jackson?
Yep, actually we've narrowed it down to two. The office in Vandercook is just getting a little too small with our outside sales reps running in and out, and we're more concentrating on a call center. So we've narrowed it down to two places with just in a half a mile of where we're at right now. So very excited about being able to bring Pointer downtown and get the exposure of being with the businesses here downtown and expanding Jackson.
So are you selling, Jason? Are you out contacting businesses, or how do they find out about you?
I actually am selling. I am the sole owner of the business, but I try to set an example for the people that work for me, and I figure with all the things that I do in the community and with selling, that if one of my employees can't outcall me that day or outsell me, then then there's a little bit of an issue right there, and you got to make some ownership decisions.
So you make some cold calls?
Yep, we do a lot of, I'd say about 70% is cold calls. A lot of our reps right now choose to go outside and visit the customers that are here local in Jackson. But one of the great things about my business and having my business partner from Atlanta is I still sell in all 48 states. So everywhere except Alaska and Hawaii, we actually have customers in. We can't get that shipping cost down, though, for Alaska and Hawaii. That's a little too much for us right now.
So what are the hottest business office products?
Well, I mean, when you think office supplies, everybody goes right to paper, toner, pads, pencils, paper clips, things of that nature. What they don't really realize is Pointer is really a one-stop shop for any business. Besides the normal things that I just listed, we have everything from furniture from the big names like Hahn. We sell desks, cubicles, chairs, chair mats, computers, computer screens, telephone systems. So we have really a wide variety, and then even go into warehouse items, toiletry, paper towels, soap, and sanitation and cleaning supplies for even a place that a restaurant would order.
Do you do a lot of stuff online?
Yep, we have a great website at www.pointerofficeproducts.com that is extremely user-friendly. Usually just takes about a couple minutes for me to set you up with a login and password, and right after that, you have full access to use the entire search engine, find anything you need, and place all your orders right through the internet if that's the easiest way for you.
So that's your catalog?
Actually, no, we do have a catalog, too. We have a catalog that has over 50,000 items in it. I'm a little old-fashioned how I got bred into the business, so I like using the catalog. Some of the millennials don't like pictures or having to flip through things and would just type, rather type things into a search engine. The good thing about the catalog, which we pass out to still about 75% of our customers, is with a search engine, it's very great. If you're looking for a HP 92A toner, you type it in, it pops right up. That's what you know you need. The good thing with the catalog is if you're flipping through the toner section, that's where people really realize all the things that we have. You know, when you're just going through that catalog and then all of a sudden you see chairs, you see tables, you see boardroom tables and things of that nature, so you really get more of a feel of everything that we can sell you from the catalog. So I like utilizing both of them.
So best way to get you is what, the internet?
The best way to get me is actually to either give me a call. Our direct line is 517-879-5132, or you can always email me at jhutchison@pointerofficeproducts.com, and I can get you set up if online's the way to go, or if you do like using the catalogs and calling in, emailing in, or faxing in orders because you like talking to a person, you will always get that here. One of the things we definitely pride ourselves on is having dedicated reps for all of our clients. So we're not anything like the big three box stores where you're going to call a 800 number and talk to someone in Texas or in California or somewhere else. You're always going to call a 517 number. You're going to know who your rep is. Your rep, after a few orders, is going to know the items that you guys order and help reduce the cost by switching items. Maybe from an Avery brand to a Universal brand, or just even from a HP toner to our Innovera toners, which are our house brand. So it's very helpful for having that one sole dedicated rep.
Thanks, Jason. Good luck your move to downtown.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
From Pointer Office Products. I'm going to test you and call you for a paper clip later. So, all right. Yeah. No, I want it today. Come on. Terry Langston here with Molly Kaser from the Center for Family Health. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Good morning, Greater Jackson, and to our partners at our school health centers, Northwest, Mountie Nation, and JPS.
And we're talking, I guess you want to talk about the dental program today.
Yeah, so last May we opened up a new dental clinic here in Jackson, right across the street from our main building downtown, next to the fire department and United Way, and across the street, of course, from our fairgrounds. There is a huge need in the community to expand adult dental, so we expanded our dental clinic to serve everyone here in the community. We're pretty excited about that, Greg.
Yeah, I got a tour through there. It is an amazing facility.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Molly and the board and our dental staff spent a lot of time looking at other centers around dental clinics around the country. We are pretty excited to offer our community state-of-the-art equipment, state-of-the-art facilities, just like our main facility.
So is the word getting out, Terry, that this is for anybody and everybody?
Yeah, word is getting out, but we would like to invite everyone to come through our doors. We're open for all, so not just low-income folks or underinsured or uninsured. We're open to everyone, so please come. Check us out.
All the dental services, right?
Yeah, all the dental service we offered. We offered dental examinations, cleanings, x-rays, filling, you name it. The things that we can't do there, we do refer out. We work with local dentists here in the community. We also provide lots of examinations in terms of trying to figure out how we can help an individual, because we do want to serve everyone here in the community.
How does insurance work in all this?
So we take all insurance, including those without insurance. If you come through our doors, we look to get you enrolled in other health insurance plans here in the community. Our biggest thing here is that we don't want to put barriers in the way of being able to serve folks here in the community. So if you don't have insurance, come through our doors. We'll help you get set up with some.
Now, and you have your own dentist on staff, right?
We do. We have dentists and hygienists, and we also work with local dental providers here in the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
So just walk in anytime, or how do you do it?
Yeah, our hours at the center, at the dental clinic, is 8 to 7 on Mondays and then 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday. So if you call us at 517-748-5500 or check us out on our website at centerforfamilyhealth.org, you can schedule an appointment, and we'd love to have you come and check us out. We're doing something interesting on December 3rd. So we certainly invite the community to come check us out on that day. From 10 to 2, we will have an open dental walk-in day, which will allow anyone to come in and get their teeth looked at and examined and cleaned that day. If we find out that we can't do it that day, we schedule you for an appointment and have you come back as well. But we're going to do some wonderful things. We'll have a local radio remote going on. Santa will be out visiting with the kids, so we certainly want folks to come out and enjoy that day. We'll also be raffling off two bikes, one for an adult and one for a kid as well. And yes, you know, the winter is coming, but you'll get to use that bike in the spring.
Have you pulled any teeth yet, Terry?
I haven't personally, and I don't think you want me pulling teeth.
I'll bet Molly
But I
has.
Certainly, I Molly's probably did it once or twice.
So that's a big day. December, what was it, 3rd?
December 3rd from 10 to 2 p.m. at our center at the dental clinic at 500 North Jackson Street.
Molly, can you tell, this has been a couple great years for the Center for Family Health.
It has. We have been able to expand quite a lot. We've opened our new site in Hillsdale a year ago in August. We've got our newest school health center out at Northwest at the middle school. And now I think the one of the crown jewels is opening this new dental office so that we can serve adults and kids. There is tremendous need. A lot of people are working, but they may have medical coverage, but they don't have dental coverage. And dental care can be quite costly. So we want to make it affordable for folks who don't have, particularly those who don't have other options. So we hope people will take advantage of this great day we have coming up, December 3rd. It will be fun for everybody to come. And happy to answer any questions.
Anything new coming up at the Center for Family Health?
We always have new stuff coming up, Greg. No new buildings right now, except,
okay,
of course, the one in Hillsdale we are planning. We received a federal grant so that we can move ahead with our own facility in Hillsdale. In Jackson, what we're looking at, though, is really deepening some of the current services, doing group medical visits, some very exciting things.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate that. And,
you
and
bet.
Terry Langston, again, December 3rd for the big day at the dental facility.
Yeah.
That's from 10 to 2?
10 to 2, and we certainly want to, again, thank the community for the support that the community has given the center. But we do want to invite everyone to come on down and enjoy our dental day, walk-in day, on December 3rd from 10 to 2 p.m.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Mindy Bradish-Orta making a rare appearance on this show.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for coming to Good Morning Greater Jackson and for tuning in. If you're just now tuning in, you can hear a podcast on WKHM.com and click on the audio archive. I want to thank Bellinote and Brandon and Nat for taking such good care of us this morning. Thank you to them. And, of course, our sponsors, Gilbert Chocolates, Edward Jones, Pointer Office Products, Center for Family Health, and Michigan International Speedway sponsored our Midtown Association segment. Thank you, everyone, for their sponsorships. And, of course, we have to thank our ambassadors. Deanna Light came and helped us this morning. But all of our ambassadors are wonderful smiles at all the chamber events. So big round of applause for everybody. And it is my pleasure to... to the Jackson Chamber. We have Hearing Life, Evolution Hair and Skin Studio, Jackson Xfinity Store, Data Protection International, Community Vibrations, Windy Hill Creation, Susie Mulhone Sprout Realty Professionals, Spring Arbor Dental, Multimatic Michigan, Classic Metal Finishing, Lomar Machine and Tool Company, Samadhi Yoga, Exact Recon, BNI Profits Horizon, Plymouth Physical Therapy Specialist, Century 21 Affiliated, Jester Health Alliance Plan, Custom Creations Tattoo and Art Studio, Summit Landscape and Garden Center, and A-Plus Moving. Whew, thank you all for investing in your business with the Chamber. And, of course, to get the most out of your Chamber membership, it's beneficial to attend our events. We have an economic lunch coming up on December 5th, Cascades Manor House. This will be an update on the Henry Ford Allegiance Health Partnership, so that should be a good one. We have a legislative rise and shine on December 12th with Blackman Township at the West Ave Bob Evans. And there is no December Good Morning Greater Jackson, so enjoy your holidays. Spend time with family. Again, thanks for coming out, everyone. The people in attendance are Northwest Community Schools, United Way, Edward Jones, Molly Bolton, Tom Cole Asphalt, Home Builders Association of Jackson, Michigan Community Credit Union, Junior Achievement, Capital Bank Card, Legal Shield, Ridgecrest, Flexible Staffing, A Frame Above, and, of course, our sponsors. So thank you, everyone, for all of your support and help. And enjoy the holidays. Be safe and have fun.
Thank you, Mindy. And we'll see everybody January 24th, another edition of Good Morning Greater Jackson next year. Thank you.